From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm True Gwynn, filling in for Janae Darden. My guest this week is Lalinse Juice and Aki Ihara from the Oakland-based band The Session. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe it's time, maybe the moment's right to open my eyes. I want some light.
The Session is set to release their third record called Cyan. They're about to go on tour, stopping first off at Treefort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho, and then traveling up to the Pacific Northwest. But before they do that, they're here at the KALW studio to share three events with us happening this week in the Bay. First up is a performance by renowned a cappella singing group Ladysmith Black Mambazo at Freight and Salvage this Saturday and Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
Beautiful, beautiful music. Please check it out.
Yeah, well, my introduction to them was being like in elementary school and hearing my parents play Graceland. And so hearing their a cappella music in that Paul Simon record. Yeah.
Well, a lot of our listeners will probably know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a big record.
I actually would hop around like a frog to that record in theater class.
You should have said yesterday.
This morning. Yeah. And I guess the founder of the group, Joseph Sabala, just passed away too. So it should be a pretty moving experience for people who are going to go see that show this weekend. Mm. That's a South African a cappella singing group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. You can see them this Saturday or Sunday.
Township job. Run all back. Township job.
Next up is another musical event put on by Noise Pop happening at the Starland Social Club this Tuesday night. Can you tell us who's performing there?
Yes, our good friend. Her artist name goes by Sandu Indu. And you may recognize her when you see her. She's the lead singer for another Oakland-based band called Bell's Atlas. And she is embarking on her solo career as well. So it's really cool, funky, innovative beats and production that she's doing herself, and it'll be a beautiful show.
And how big or small is the Bay Area music scene? You know, Sandra, do you feel like everyone is connected a little bit? Like we're just removed by like 1 degree or?
I think so.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It's pretty cozy.
Yeah.
That's a Noise Pop event featuring Sandu Indu this Tuesday night at Starland Social Club in Oakland. Your last pick is also at is an event that happens at the Starland Social Club. And it's not going to happen in the next couple of weeks because we have Noise Pop going on that's taking over pretty much every venue in the Bay Area. But it's a free jazz series that happens every Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about this event. Is it something that you go to often?
Yeah, it just picked back up. It used to be headed by this wonderful musician named Brigine, and now it's been reignited by Salami Rose Lewis. And so she's spearheading this every Tuesday whenever she can, and other Bay Area musicians pop up every Tuesday. So you'll see members from Bell's Atlas, you'll see jazz folks from other places. And it's really cool. It's free. It's in this little room. You can grab your drink, get a little snack, hang with your friends.
Yeah, it's a good way to see just really good music for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there aren't that many opportunities to see free music anymore. Amnesia just closed, which I felt like that was one of the last places where you can just kind of walk in and check out some music.
Right.
Hemlock's gone.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that. Wow.
It's been years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I don't come to the SF that much anymore. So.
Didn't really go there. We played there though.
We did, yeah.
That's a free jazz series at the Starline Social Club happening every Tuesday in Oakland. Lalin and Aki, thank you so much for coming into the studios to share these events with us today. For more details on any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. Sights and Sounds is engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me, Truk Nguyen.